Bantam.
Hi, is Jim there?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I just want to circle back with you. We were in contact, you know, back in May. I know you mentioned you were looking at maybe acquiring a fab shop over there.
Yeah, nothing's happened yet on that. So
yeah,
you know, things. I don't know what. I guess I don't really know what to expect going down the road here. You know, I guess I'm not too overly shook about it if it doesn't happen or not, just simply because you know the way everything else in the world is. You know.
Yeah. And what, I mean, have you done this before, like taking those over the shops, or?
No, I mean, I've merged my company in with another shop and backed it out and stuff like that, so I'm a little bit familiar with, you know, the inner workings and stuff like that, but I've never really bought a full-blown, well, I'll put it back, let me take it back. Yes, I have bought another shop, but it was a kind of a individual friend of mine's, and, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer type of a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just real easy to do. Okay. Well, I mean, what's been kind of the holdback? Like, why are you holding off on it?
Well, you know, it's just a matter of I have a partner actually that's looking at getting involved with me on this one, and he's just kind of dragging his feet and, you know, trying to get the corporate papers drawn up and all this other kind of stuff and, you know, finding a place to lease before we do acquire all this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
funny.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's, you know, and I'm not, and I guess the more he drags his feet, the more I wonder if he's the guy I want to be a partner. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Have you guys started the business together, or?
No, we haven't. Yeah, but we're looking at getting it going together, another one together, you know.
Okay.
I'm machining. I'm strictly machining, and we're looking at something more strictly fabricating, which would be, you know, they complement each other. You know what I mean?
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So you guys gotta try and build like a stronger business together. And how long you guys been working together for?
Well, I've known Chris for just over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that I had merged together with is, and I backed out, is now, it's in its death throes. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Chris and I, you know, Chris is essentially unemployed now, and that's why we're pushing to get something going, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's an excellent salesman, and he's got a lot of equity and stuff like that, so that's kind of how we're looking at things.
Yeah, okay. And, when you guys are looking at, you know, to buy this property, are you guys looking to, you know, bring on some extra capital, or what you guys looking at?
Yeah, we'd have to do that. We haven't even talked to any banks or anything yet, you know, to get a line of working capital and, you know, for equipment and stuff like that, so.
Yeah. Okay, and I mean, what kind of equipment do you guys think you're going to need? Are you guys just buying all new stuff?
Yeah, well, we'd be looking at newer, anything with the best value, obviously, but mostly, leaning towards press brakes and maybe a laser, you know, machine and things like that, you know.
Yeah. Is that all of the machines that you have already? You just
I won't have any of this stuff. I do have CNC lathes and CNC machines and stuff like that, but I don't have any kind of lasers or any of that kind of stuff. You know, so that's where Chris's forte is.
Yeah, he's more on the lasers and the press brakes.
Right,
And then you're on the CNC, so you're more like, you know, cutting and getting the parts ready, and he's more forming it. Is that the difference?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Welding and stuff like that, you know.
Okay, cool. And so how many, you know, press brakes you guys think of bringing on? Just one?
I think we'd only be looking at doing maybe two of them, you know.
Two of them?
You know, but we'd have to grow into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not going to buy one or two of them and have one sitting either, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where it has to go, you know.
Yeah, start small and then expand as you go.
Right.
Okay. I mean, how much do even press brakes cost? I'm not even sure.
Well, I'm, you know, I mean, I guess you can get them. The one we're kind of looking at in the used range, and I'm talking a machine that's probably 4 or 5 years old, is probably, you know, $100,000 or something like that.
No kidding. Yeah, so they hold their value like that.
Yeah. And again, it depends on the size of the equipment too. You know, that's not the biggest press brake made. You know, but it's something that we can, you know, I'm sure that we can accommodate 95% of our work on that type of thing.
Yeah.
Not going to the outside for any help either. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And you just yeah, you guys. So and the laser as well is. I mean, how much is that? You think you're gonna be adding on?
I think we can get a used laser for in the $200,000 range.
Okay, so that's not. I mean, that's not too bad. But yeah, and those usually last, you know, there.
Yeah, a long time. You know, it depends on how well they're maintained. Like I said, we just had one slip through our hands that was, you know, only 8 years old. That went for like $85,000. You know.
Oh wow.
And we just weren't prepared, you know. Had we been prepared, if I had known now, I mean, I probably would have bought them for Bantam and put them in here, and we could have just started through Bantam first, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so is that all the equipment you're thinking you're going to be adding on?
Yeah, right in the beginning, yep.
Right in the beginning, okay. And as far as the capital goes, I mean, how much you looking, you know, that really help you guys transition over into this new...
Yeah, I the working capital end of it, I think we'd probably need a couple $100,000 for working capital, and
okay.
Then you know another $300,000 or so for, you know, equipment and getting stuff moved around and all that other kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, and then you think it went like around $200,000 in capital.
Working capital, yeah.
Yeah, working capital. Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, that's what we do. We do both, you know, equipment financing as well as working capital. And so that we'd be able to get you, you know, both and as much capital as possible. I know.
Yeah. You know what you should do is shoot me off an email again to remind me, and maybe I'll forward that over to Chris and have him take a look at it a little bit, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, we definitely can do both of those options for you. And that way, I mean, if we do them at the same time, you definitely get, you know, qualified more for better programs when it comes as like a package like that, you know, with equipment and working capital. And we're also, you know, trying to build relationships with businesses. I'm not sure if you have like, well, I'm pretty sure you guys probably have net 30s over there, net 90s.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's, and do you guys usually use working capital for that, or have you in the past?
No, I typically don't. I have enough cash flow that I haven't worried about that too much, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's, well, hey, that's, wait, Bantam, I'm not familiar with them, but.
That's me, that's the company I currently, the machine shop.
Oh, Bantam, I got you. I don't even know, I thought for some reason you're talking about, I use Bantam, like, as another, like, financial institution, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and so, like I said, Bantam itself has plenty of, we're doing well as far as cash flow, so we don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now, some companies, it's crazy, like, they, you know, kind of get themselves in a bind out there when they have those longer, you know, net 90, or sometimes you've even heard 120 days, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I have
one customer that's 60, and, you know, They're getting themselves a cheap ass loan doing that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit frustrating, but you know, they're a fairly big customer, and the bigger they are, the bigger bullies they usually are. So.
That's what I heard. Like, I know this. I was talking to one guy. He's working with like Kraft and like Merck and stuff like that, and he's saying that they're like now saying 90, or we'll find someone else. You know, they're kind of setting those. Giving the ultimatum, if you will, to certain companies, saying, hey, you know, we're only going to accept net 90 day, or net 90 basically, which in the contract, it's got to be tough, I'm sure.
That especially, you know. So now you have to go to the bank to borrow that money to float it until, and you got to hope that they, you know, you have to kind of wonder if they're having some kind of issues, that when they get that far out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, why is it that they are taking so long to pay out, you know? Like, what's going on their end kind of a deal?
I have a buddy that works for Kraft in the pizza division, and if you knew, well, it only costs him about, I think he said about 85 cents to make a tombstone pizza.
I don't know. How
did
it work out?
So
no
they
kidding.
Sell it in the store for what, $3.50 or something?
Yeah, 85 cents, wow.
And they produce hundreds of thousands of these a day, you know. Mm-hmm. So you start wondering, A, the cheese producers and all those people, they have that pizza made and paid for and probably the money in their pocket well before they had to pay their bill.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah, they're just like, they're getting away with it.
Well, again, there's a lot of these people, and you get hung with them, you know, you become a captured shop, you know, and that's a tough one. And I've been, a long time ago, I was in a situation very similar where they start saying that, well, you got to do it for this. And basically I told them no, and I ended up losing a lot of business really fast, but I survived.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're trying to bully you around, and I mean, good for you for, you know, sticking up for yourself, but it's like, what, you know, you own a business, it's almost like they own you at that point, you know, like messing around with you, so it's...
No, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had their little meeting saying, hey, let's go choke him. You know?
Yeah, exactly, and I think I wouldn't doubt it, honestly. Yeah, and I mean, so like to give you, you know, big example, we could probably do for you there. Like, what were your gross annual sales like last year for you?
Well, for me, again, you know, because we're just restarting. Restarting out again. So, you know, we're at 300. This year it should be 450, 500,000, something like that. But again, you know, Chris, my partner, has already got a $500,000 worth of fabricating lined up. We just had to. He has good relationships, is what I'm trying to say. And
yeah.
A matter of finding the place and getting the name and getting the equipment in place before we commit to employees and all that other kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be. This is one of those companies where we're going to run into problems with cash flow. And that's the way I see things, but you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like I said, it's just, I guess it's the where I'm at now, I guess the best thing is just send me your info again, and I'll forward it over to Chris so he can review it. And because this week, you know, well, this week's almost over. We had talked about getting together this week and talking a little bit more about it, because he's about 20 miles away from me, so.
Okay, not too bad. Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, what's a good email? You know, I think I actually have one, actually.
Yeah, bantamtool@hotmail.com.
Yeah, it's bantamtool@hotmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I will, go ahead and shoot that over to you, Jim. And, yeah, I mean, when would be a good time to follow up with you?
You know, give me a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right,
sounds good. Yeah, no problem. I'll go ahead and shoot that over, about 15 minutes, and then, yeah, I'll follow back up with you in about a couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.